So we're on Daf Samaches Amud Beis, and we pretty much finish with Rav and Shmuel. We'll summarize their Shita, and then we're ready for Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And this you'll see approximately 10 lines down from the top, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So first, just to summarize, Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav and Shmuel, the Mishnah is talking about a case of someone who knew about Shabbos at one point in his life, but he forgot about Shabbos. And Rav and Shmuel add that not only in that case, which is the direct, explicit case that the Mishnah addresses, are you chayav one chatos for all the various Shabbosos, but even in a case where he never ever was taught about Shabbos, that's called a Tinok Shenishba, nevertheless, he's Chayav Achatos. So in a sense, the case of Tinok Shenishba, or a Ger Shenizgayer Ben Anochrim, etc., that case is included in the first paragraph, so to speak, the first ruling of the Mishnah, that he's Chayav Achatos. Then we get to the second ruling of the Mishnah, in a case where he remembers Shabbos, he knows that there's an entity of Shabbos, he's fully aware of that, but he forgets that today is Shabbos. And in that case, every time he forgets it's Shabbos, he has to bring another chatos, because the Shabbos is mechalik. And then we have the third case, where he knows it's Shabbos, he didn't forget it was Shabbos, but he forgot the melachos, and then he has to bring a chatos for each and every melach. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, Lakish Amri Travayu, Dafka Hikir, Ulubasov Shachach. The only time that you chayv achatos is if you know about Shabbos, you were taught about Shabbos, you had the upbringing, you forgot about Shabbos, then you chayv achatos. Aval Tinok Shenishba Ben Anochrim, Gershon Iskai Ben Anochrim, Pot. If a person never in his life knew about the entity of Shabbos, he never heard about the Easter Shabbos at all. He thought that the Saturday is mutter just like any other day of the week. In such a case, he's not chayv chatos. And here you may recall that we discussed the issue of ones, that maybe we could call him an ones. And we had a whole discussion about whether or not this would be ones on the Volanar al-Sasa Dovar. I mean, nobody actually physically forced him. He wasn't victimized to violate the Shabbos. But in effect, he was a victim because he was never taught. And the Gemara is going to derive this from a Yalfusa, that a Tinok Shenishba is not Chayav Achatos at all. Meisve, right, they asked the Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. From a Braisa. The Braisa says, Klal Gadol Omru B'Shabbos, Kol Shocheach Iker Shabbos, V'Osa Molochas Harbe B'Shabbosas Harbe, Eino Chayev Ela Achas. Now, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what's going on here, before the word Ketzad, is we're talking about a person who knew about Shabbos, at least in his youth, and now he forgot about Shabbos. So he's Chayev Achatos. But look at the Braisa. The Braisa says, Ketzad, Tinok Shenishba Ben Agoyim, V'ger Shenizgayla Ben Anochrim, V'yosem Olachos Harvi Shabbos Harvi, Nechayv Elachatos Achas. That even in the case of someone who never was aware, he was never taught about the entity of Shabbos, nevertheless, he does have to bring a Chatos. And then the Braisa continues and says, V'chayv Al Adam Achas. If he never was taught about the Torah and the prohibition of Dam, he brings one Chatos. The Alachelev, Achas. Alvodazora, Achas. So all the various violations will generate one Chiyuv Chatos, and that's because he was a Tinok Shenishba. And clearly, this Braisa holds that even though he was never taught about Shabbos, nevertheless, he's Chayav Chatos. Now the good news for Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is that the Braisa ends with the sheet of Munbaz. And Munbaz, who is a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva, disagrees with the Braisa of the Tanakama, Upoter. And he holds that a Tinuk Shenishba does not bring a Chatas. And he based it on an equation between Mezin and Shogeg. Kachoya Munbas Dan Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Munbas presents his Rabbi Akiva the following halachic thinking. Hoil v'mezid kari chote. And shoge kari chote. We had two psukim. One with regard to mezid, and the Torah used the word chote, chet. And that's in the parasha of Shavuos Ha'Edus, v'nefesh ki sechta, at the beginning of Vayikra. And then also, even earlier in Vayikra, in the parasha of nefesh ki techta b'shkoga, the concept of a person who violates an aver b'shogeg, it says chet, ma mezid, it's a gzeir shavayit. Just like in the case of mezid hoysolo yidia, if he doesn't know that he's violating an isa, then it's not called a mezid. Af shogeg shalaisolo yidia, shogeg also is talking about a case of someone who knew. A tinok shenishpa never knew. He never ever had a yidia. And therefore, he's not called a chote. I mean, we have to have some common denominator between a shogeg who's called a chote and a mezid who's called a chote. And that common denominator is, at the very least, they both were aware of the Iser. In the case of Mezid, he's still very much aware of the Iser. In the case of Shogeg, he may have forgotten, but at least he once knew about the Iser. But it's impossible to use the word Chote to describe a Tinok Shenishpa. So as we'll soon see, this is good news for Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, because they could always stand on the shoulders of Munbaz. Amalo Rabbi Akiva, Hareini Mosif Al Dvarecha. It's a little bit of a strange language, because basically he's not adding, he's not embellishing the words of Munbaz, but he's just taking the logic of Munbaz one step further, ad absurdum. In other words, I'm going to apply your equation between Mezid and Shogeg in such a way that you yourself will have to drop the ball and admit to me that this equation cannot be correct. Because Imam Mezid, if Shogeg has to be similar to Mezid, Shalaisa Yediyah B'Shas Maisa, when the deliberate violator implemented his decision, he was very much aware of the Avera. That makes him Mezid. Is af shogeg, by virtue of your equation, Munbaz, we should come to the conclusion that even in the case of a shogeg, shahoysa lo yediyah b'shas maisa. And that's an untenable position, to make that equation, an analogy, and assume that a shogeg has a yediyah, he knows about the aver when he implements it, because that should make him into a mezid. So you see that the Torah is not equating Mezid and Shogeg. There's a fundamental difference between the two in terms of Yediyah Savera. And surprise of surprises, Omar Lo Munba says, hey, you're right. A Shogeg category applies even to someone who has a Yediyah B'Shas Maisa. The Kolshkein shows Safta, and certainly your addition just strengthens my position, meaning that there are two categories of Shogeg. There's a Shogeg who brings a Chatas because he has forgotten the Avera, and there's a Shogeg who brings a Chatas even though he knows very well it's an Avera. Amalo, so Rabbi Kiva says, what do you mean? He knows it's an Avera and you call him a Shogeg? L'dvarecha, ain't that Kari Shogeg El Amazit? How can you classify such a person who has a Yediyah Saver B'Shas Maisa as a Shogeg? He's really amazing. And the Gemara later on is going to try to analyze what exactly in Munbaz's frame of reference is Yediyah Saver, and yet he's a Shogeg. And that's the end of the Braisa. Ketoni Mia, but however, what we see clearly in this Braisa is Ketzad. When the Braisa tells you that what is this case of Hashokhechi Kershavis, it says Tinok Shenishba. Is Bishlein Rav Shmuel Nicha? So Rav and Shmuel can always explain that they hold like the Chachamim, the original Tana of this Braisa, and a Tinok Shenishpas Chai V'Chatos. El Rab Yochanan Reish Lakish Kasha. How could they square with the Braisa? Braisa identifies a Shochechi Kashavis explicitly as Tinok Shenishba. Amri Lach, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish would tell you, Lo, Mi Ika Munbas, the potter. Munbas says that there's no Chiv Chatos in the case of a Tinok Shenishba. Is Ananda Amrina Kim Munbas? We accept the Shita of Munbas. It seems that the Havamina, when the Gemara attacks Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish, was that it's very difficult to assume that Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, you know, accepted Munbas. After all, Rabbi Akiva basically left Munbas, you know, with a TKO. At least that's what the Gemara thinks now. Ain zeh kari ela, you know, shogeg ela mezid. You know, you Munbas are guilty of breaking down the walls, the barriers between Shogeg and Mezid as two separate categories. But when the Gemara answers Anan de Amrina Kim Munbas, he means we accept Munbas that there's no Chiyuv Chatos in the case of a Tinok Shenishba. How are we going to deal with the other issues of Rabbi Akiva's objection to Munbas in terms of the breaking down of the distinction between Shogeg and Mezid? That we're going to have to be patient for that, and the Gemara is going to try to analyze that. Aitaima de Munbas. Now at this point, the Gemara thinks that the equation between Shogeg and Mezid, which requires Yedias Havera B'Shas Maisa Havera, could not be derived from an equation between Mezid and Shogeg, because we cannot take that equation too far. There must be a distinction between Mezid and Shogeg. So we have to find some sort of a source for the Shita of Munbas. So the Gemara says the pasuk in Bamidbar Tesvav, Torah achas yelachem li'oseh b'shgaga. Now this pasuk is referring to a person who is shogeg in avodah zarah, and the Torah is telling us Torah achas, that somehow this case of an oseh b'shgaga should be equated with something else, and it has a Torah achas with somachlei. And if you look at the very next pasuk, it says, "Va'nefesh shetase biyad ramah," which is a mezid case. So we have the oseh b'shgaga, and immediately following, in the very next pasuk, we have the mezid. Hikish shogeg lemezid, ma mezid shoyse lo yedia, af shogeg shoyse lo yedia. So this phrase in the Torah of Torah Achas is teaching me that just like in Mezid he has a Yediyah, so too in Shogeg he has a Yediyah. And this, according to Munbas, is a clear-cut indication that Shogeg has to have a Yediyah Havera. Again, we still don't have an answer to Rabbi Kiva's objection. Well, if he has the Yedias Havera, why do you call him a Shogeg? Call him a Mezid. So that question we're almost ready for, but not quite. So first the Gemara addresses a different question. This Torah Achas seems to be a very strong proof to Munbas that the Torah is talking about Oseh B'Shgaga together with HaNefesh Asher Tase B'Yad Ramah. Yad Ramah is referring to a Mezid. And these two psukim are contiguous. What are the Rabbanan going to do with this Hekesh and this Torah Achas Bishleim, I understand Munbas. Munbas is going to say that just like in Mazin, you have to have a Yediyas Avera, so too in Shkaga, you have to have a Yediyas Avera. Rabbanon, Hai Torachas Mai Avdi Lemi Boilahu, Likidemakri Le Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Libre. So drasha that Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi taught his son. Shenemar Torachas Yelachem Yosef Vishgoga Uksiv. Now we turn to Daf Samach Tes. V'chi Sishku Velosasu Es Kol Mitzvos Ha'Ele. In the next part of the parasha, a few psukim later, the Torah says that you bring a chatos for this shgoga, but it says kol hamitzvos, which means that we're talking in this context about a violation of avodah zara, and avodah zara is shkula keneged kol hamitzvos, so he's chayv a chatos for the shgoga of avodah zara. And that all is included in this pasuk kol hamitzvos uksiv. And at the end of this parasha, when it comes to avodah zarah b'mezid, it says va'nefesh asher ta'aseh b'yad ramah. So we know that an oved avodah zarah b'mezid is chayv kares, and if he does it b'shogeg, the Torah says he's chayv achatos. And what is the Torah adding here when it says Torah achas yelachem la'osa b'shkaga, that this case of avodah zarah serves as the paradigm for all cases of osa b'shkaga? In other words, if you ask me what is the chiyuv chat, when is the chiyuv chatas for a violation b'shkaga applicable, the answer is it's got to be a mirror image of the paradigmic case of avodah zarah. That's why the Torah went out of its way in the case of avodah zarah v'chisishku. And if you're a shogeg in avodah zarah v'lo tasas kol mitzvah seila, kol mitzvah seila is a reference to avodah zarah. And then the Torah says v'nefesh shetasa biyad ramah. And now the Torah is combining your avodah zarah violation of both shogeg to mezi to teach you that in a case of shogeg, it's got to be similar to avodah zarah. That's called hukshu kulam l'avodah zarah. Anytime the Torah says you violated an aver b'shogeg, you have to bring a korban chatos, it's because it is hukash l'avodah zarah. It's similar to avodah zarah. Mala halon dover shechayovin alaz dono kares v'shigasa chatos af kol dover shechayovin alaz dono kares v'shigasa chatos. If avodah zarah is going to be my paradigm for chatos, it means that had he done it b'mezid, he would be chayv kares. Again, if there were edim and asro, he'd be chayv mises bezdin, but he's chayv kares. And if he does it b'shogeg, he's chayv chatos. So you, in order to be chayv in shogeg chatos, it's got to be a mezid of kares. And kol davar in any avera where had you violated it b'mezid, you be chayv kares. If you violate it b'shogeg, you bring a chatos. So the same smichus apsukim which Munbaz used to derive that you need a yediyah in a case of shogeg, the Chachamim derived from this smichus aparsha that you need a chiyuv kares b'mezid in order to be chayav for shkoga. Not the way Munbaz said it, that a shkoga has to be like a mezid in that he has a yediyah. Forget that. No, we're not impressed with that. We have a different purpose for this hekesh. And the hekesh is telling me that why you chayav a chatos in shkoga, not because you did an avera that was similar to mezid, but that had you done the aver of amazing, this aver is so strict and so stringent that it would have generated kares. Oh, we got to stay away from such an aver. And if a person violates such an aver b'shogeg, he's got to bring a korban chatos. Now we get to the main question of today's discussion. V'yela munbaz shkoga b'mai. Shogeg means that there was something inadvertent or something unintentional. But Munbaz holds that a shogeg, in this particular case, has a yediyas avera. If he has a yediyas avera, then what did he forget about? He's a shogeg. Shogeg means he forgot about something. Well, what did he forget about? Did he forget that his grandmother wore a blue shirt instead of a yellow shirt? I mean, that's not going to make him into a shogeg. Pile plant says Munbaz, Kigon she shogag bekarbon. He knew very well that he was about to implement an avera which is so chamur that he's chayev kares, but he's still a shogeg. Why is he a shogeg? Because he was unaware of the fact that if this violation would have been implemented by shogeg, that he's chayev a karban chatas. In your classic shogeg case. Again, keep in mind that Munbaz is going to derive from his Yalfusa that even in a case of a person who has a yediya and he knows about the aver, he's still chai of a karbon, and he's still called a shogeg, he brings a chatas. But Munbaz is going to equate that case where he has a yediya savera, he doesn't know that this avera would generate a karbon, and now we're going to put him into the same category as someone who forgot the avera entirely. If somebody forgets the avera entirely, then he's clearly a shogeg and he brings a chatos. What happens if he's aware of the avera, but he only knows the chiyuv mezid for the avera? He doesn't know about the chiyuv karbon and a shogeg about this avera. So imagine, Rabosai, according to Munbaz, if I understand Munbaz correctly, what would we have to tell this person before he embarks on the avera in order to inhibit him from following through? Well, in a case of classic shogeg, just tell him it's an avera. Or tell him this is chaylev. Or it's da. But he knows it's chaylev. He knows it's da. He knows that it's a chiyuv kares. So what would I have to tell him that would inhibit him, and he's missing a certain piece of the puzzle, which if only he had access to that piece of the puzzle, he would certainly, that would be a deterrent. And the answer is, tell him that a shogeg in this avera is chayav a karbon. It's, Rabosei, it's almost as if this guy is such a lamdin that he thinks, well, you know what? Okay, there's a chiv karis here, but and there's no chiv karbon. You know, karbon is holy of holies. You're not going to bring a karbon to the Beis Hamikdash for violating this avera if you did it for shogeg. Ah, pat him on the back and tell him, my friend, Yankel Beryl, you are unaware of one important fact. This avera not only generates kares b'mezin, but it generates a chatos b'shogeg. Oh, now you're telling me how severe of an avera it is. I never dreamt that this would be so severe in the eyes of the Almighty that he would be mechayev you a karbon chatos b'shogeg. Had I only known that, I would have desisted. That makes him into a shogeg. He's a shogeg on the chiyuv karbon of a shkaga, and that makes him a shogeg. Amazing, where he doesn't bring a chatos, requires two conditions. Number one, he knows that it's an avera, and number two, he knows that if this avera would have been done by shogeg, it has the potential of generating a chiyuv karbon. In other words, this avera fits into a double onesh, a double punishment. It's a punishment of kares, and it's a punishment of chatos. He only knows one half of the story. He knows that it's a chiyuv of kares. That's not enough to deter. Hey buddy, not only is there a chiyuv of kares, but mezid is also a chiyuv of karbon, chatos b'shog. I'm out of here. I'm not going to violate this avir. He doesn't know anything about the chiyuv of chatos. He's a shogeg. Pile plan. Rabbanon, meaning Rabbi Akiva, who rejects Munbaz. Shigas karban lo shmei shkaga. The guy knows about the Avera, he knows about the Chiyuv Kares, he's deliberate and he's rebellious, he wants to violate it, but he doesn't know about the Chiyuv Chatos. That doesn't make him into a Shogeg. On the Avera itself, he's very well aware of the fact that he's violating the will of God. If he has that awareness, he's not a Shogeg. Don't fool yourself. He is amazing. Alright, he doesn't have all the facts on the ground, he doesn't know that in a shogeg situation, b'chai v'chatos, but he's certainly not. No way can you call him a shogeg simply because he doesn't know about the chatos. He knows about the chiyuv kares, he knows about the avera, he has deliberately decided to violate that avera. No way, no how can you classify him as a shogeg? He is a bona fide mazid. So according to the Rabbanon, according to Rabbi Akiva, to be considered a shogeg, you have to be a shogeg on the Avera per se. You're not aware of this Avera. You don't know that you're violating the will of God. Either you forgot that it's Chelev, or you didn't know the Chelev was also at that moment, whatever it might be. But to say that he knew he was violating God's will, and he knows that he's Chayev Kares, but he thinks that if it's a shogeg, he's not going to be chayev a karbon. That doesn't make him into a shogeg. The idea that an avera, that this avera b'shogeg would be mechayev a karbon, that doesn't make him into a shogeg. He's got a mazid status by virtue of the fact that he has the idea avera, and he knows that this avera is prohibited. You can't call him a shogeg just because he doesn't know that Bishkoga is Chayev a Karbon Chatos. So the Gemara now clarifies, V'Rabbanan, who hold that in order to be a Shogeg, you have to be a Shogeg on the Avera itself, Shkoga B'mai, meaning, does he have to be a Shogeg on the entire kit and caboodle? Meaning he thinks that this is a Dovrishal Heter? Or is it enough that he's a Shogeg as far as the Chiyuv Kares is concerned? What do the Rabbanan say about the following scenario? He knows that it's us, but he doesn't realize that it's a Chiyuv Kares. So you can stroke your beard and say, well, you know what? If you would have told him that it's a Chiyuv Kares, he would have desisted. So therefore he's a shogeg. Or do you say no? What do you mean? He knows he's violating an avera. Okay, he doesn't realize that it's a chiyuv kares. He's amazed. Does he have to be amazed on the chiyuv kares? Is that going to be a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Kevan sheshogag b'kares, af bishalav, hazed b'lav. He's very much aware of the fact that it's a lav. But he thinks it's a rank and file lotasa, like any other lotasa. He's totally unaware of the fact that this is a chiyuv kares. It's on the hierarchy of averos. It's much more strict. It's very much towards the top of the pyramid. So if he's a shogeg as to how to classify this avera, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he would classify it under Chayve Lavim, but he's mistaken, he's not aware of the fact that it's Chayve Krisus. That's enough of a shogeg. And I think the inherent logic here in Rabbi Yochanan is that had he known, or if you would tap him on the back before he ate the chalev and told him, hey buddy, eating the chalev is not like eating the vela. Eating the chalev generates a chiyuv kares. Oh, I'm out of here. That's the idea that would bring him, if he only had it, to desist. But again, Reish Lakish has a different approach. Reish Lakish says, Omar ad shi yishkog bilav v'karis. He has to think in his mind, in order to be a shogeg, that this is mutter, that the Torah did not prohibit it. He doesn't know about the law. If he knows about the lav, he is amazed. The good news is that he's potter from a carbon. But he's not potter from a carbon for the good reasons. He's potter from a carbon for the bad reason. He's not a shogeg, he's amazing. And why is he amazing? Because he knows about the law. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, let's not look at the rebellion. Let's look at what Yediyah could have possibly deterred him if you would have patted him on the back and notified him. And since we assume that if he would have known how chomer of the Avera is, you know, the Mishnah Nova says, you know, don't compare what you call a light Avera to a more serious Avera. But in this context of Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to allow for that classification. And a person might be mezalzel, and he's not so impressed by a lowercase avera, which is only a chiyuv malchus, but it's not a chiyuv kares. That's enough, according to Rabbi Yochanan, to make him into a shogeg. And he'll bring a korban chatos, because he's saying, oh, if only I would have known that there's a chiyuv kares here, I would have stopped. Comes on Great Shlok, and he says, wait a minute. You want to call this guy a shogeg? He's aware of the law? He's of full knowledge that he is violating one of the lotuses of the Torah. And you're going to call him a shogeg? And therefore, Reish Lakish says, Ad sheyishgog belav ubekaris. I would have read it, Ad sheyishgog bekaris ubelav. Even on the law, he has to be a shogeg. Otherwise, if he's aware of the law, then he's mufka, he's removed from the category of a shogeg. You can't tell me that someone who violates a lav deliberately and with full knowledge is a shogeg. And Rabbi Yochanan says he's a shogeg as far as kares is concerned. You know, it's almost, if I would use like brisket terminology here, I would say the machlokas shin Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is whether or not the onesh and the Chumras HaOnesh defines the Heftz of the Avera. Every single Onesh, or every single category of Onshim, defines the Heftz of the Avera. You can't compare these two Heftzes. There's a Heftz of the Avera of Shatnez, of Chazir, of Beimetmea, and Machol Sasu, and then there's something called the Chiyuv Karetz. The Mishnah at the beginning of Masechta Kresos lists a whole bunch of Chiyuv Karetz. How many are there? 36, I think, if I remember correctly. Right? And the man violates a chiyuv kares. It's a whole different entity. It's a different cheft of a lav. That's Rabbi Yochanan. So as far as this entity of a cheft of a chiyuv kares, he is a shogeg, says Rabbi Yochanan. If you want to define Rabbi Yochanan in psychological terms, I think what Rabbi Yochanan is trying to convey is that if he only knew how to classify this Avera, and it would be placed under the classification of Avera Chamur Sheyesh Bakares, then he would never have done this Avera. That makes him into a shogeg. Pilei Plun, he knows about the lav, but he's a shogeg. Very paradoxical. And Reish Lakish says, no, he knows about the lav and he deliberately violates the lav. He's amazing. Don't call him a shogeg. Omar Rava, my time with Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Honestly, the words of Rava perplex me. I don't understand why Rava skips over Rav Yochanan, as if to say he's very comfortable with Rabbi Yochanan, but not so with Reish Lakish. I very much identify with Reish Lakish, just on an intuitive level. The fact that he's amazing on the lav, that takes him, that's mafkia, his status as a shogeg. I don't know why. I just want to read to you a summary here of Tosfos Divrei Maskil Kigon. And Tosfos says the following. Hagemar lo shalo my taimo shel Rab Yochanan mishum she taimo poshut. Wow. In other words, logic tilts in favor, weighs in favor of Yochanan. Why? Shere be also pasuk shere be lamdu chachamim behekesh lechol tarkul shechayv chatos ba al davar shez dono kares lo nizkar alav. In other words, if we go back to the source in the Torah for the chayv chatos in Shogeg, there's no mention of the lav. It's only kares. If you recall, when does the Torah say that HaNefesh, right, Asher Yaseh B'Shkoga, Loseh B'Shkoga, and he brings a Chatos, that's only when it's like the Kitashku V'Tasu is called Mitzvah Se'elu, when it's like V'HaNefesh Shatasa B'Yad Ramah V'Nichras HaNefesh. And basically the Torah is defining the Avera that generates a Chiyuv Chatos based on an equation to Avodah Zarah, where he's chayev kares b'mezid. And the Torah is telling me that shgaga is someone who's unaware of the fact that this avera generates a chayev kares, if it was b'mezid. On my cross, so what's Reish Lakish based on? In the parsha of Nasi Shechata, which is a Vayikra Dalid, it says, Asher Nasi Yechta, V'asa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem Elokov, asher lo se'aser v'shkaga ve'ashem. Interesting. According to Reish Lakish, if you take a look at the pasuk here, it indicates that he's a chote because asa achas mikol mitzvah Hashem. And if he does it v'shkaga, then he's chayv and osham and a chatos. I'm sorry, he's chayv and chatos. So all the pasuk, there's no mention here about kares in this pasuk. The Torah is talking about the nasi, and he's chayv a korban chatos, and it's because osham he called mitzvah Hashem, he violated the mitzvah of God, which means that had he been amazed, he would have realized that he's violating the mitzvah Hashem. There's no mention of kares here. The losa sena here in this pasuk is referring to the lav, and he's bishkaga, meaning the losa sena bishkaga means he's shogging on the lotas, on the lav itself. Now here I want to mention a very profound analysis of many achronim of Reish Lakish, and Yesh Lachkar, and this is going to be a chakira about which the achronim are going to fight and battle. What would Reish Lakish say about a person who thinks that the avera he's violating is not a lav, it's only a lav haba mechal essay? It's a what we call an iser essay. So we're talking about a chiyuv kares, and he's not aware of the lav. He knows it's aser, but he's not aware of the lav, because in the hierarchy of averos we have essay, which means a violation of an essay. Like, for example, if he eats on Yom Kippur, that's a violation of an essay. Then we have a los aseh, and the violation incurs a chiyuv malkus. And then we have the highest level, which is the los aseh that generates kares. So clearly, Reish Lakish holds that if he's aware of the fact that there's a lav, even though he's not aware of the chiyuv kares, he's considered amazing. But what happens if he's not even aware of the lav? He has a yedias havera, he's deliberate about violating the Torah's law, but he thinks he's violating a mitzvah's essay, but not a losas. So if we are what I call tzamud la'yalfusa, the alfusa is talking about a lav, and the shkogeg asher lo tasena means he's not aware of the lav, the lo tasena. That makes him into a shgaga. But in the case where he's not aware of the lav, he may admit that it's asur, but he thinks it's only a lav abomachal essay. He's a shogeg. That's one approach to Reish Lakish. The other approach says no. Reish Lakish wants a shogeg to be someone who doesn't know that he's violating the Torah law. He's not interested in rebelling against the will of God. That makes him a shogeg. But if he knows that it's asur, albeit as a lav abomachal essay, then he's not a shogeg. So this is going to be a real to do amongst the Achronim. Now the Gemara asks the following question. Rab Yochanan, hi Krodre Rab Shimon Lakish, my Ovid Le. What is he going to do with Asher Lota Sena Bishkaga, which implies that he has to be a shogeg on the Lota Sena? And there's no mention of Kares here in this pasuk, which according to Rabbi Yochanan, he's a shogeg on the Kares, even if he knows about the law. Biboyle lichasanya. Rabbi Yochanan needs this pasuk for the following derivation in the Braisa. Now the Braisa is looking at the pasuk that we mentioned earlier, v'im nefesh achas techta bishkaga me'am ha'aretz, and it says in the pasuk me'am with a mem. Now whenever you see a mem as a prefix, it's always a mute, meaning me'am ha'aretz v'lo kol am ha'aretz, amongst the people but not everyone in the population. Prat, who is this coming to be Mamait? With Mumar. Right, and Mumar, who is a consistent violator, right, he violates the Torah b'mezid. According to this Braisa, he doesn't get a carbon chatas, even in a case of shogeg. Imagine, the man has violated 612 of the mitzvah Torah, always delivered, and he's very consistent about it. But there's one avera that he violated b'shogeg. Maybe he never knew about it, or maybe he forgot about it. Chach, let him be bring a carbon for that avera. No, he's a mumar. And again, the logic of shogeg is that if he would have known X, which he was unaware of, he would have desisted. Not so in the case of a mumar. Adarabba, tell him it's an avera, and he'll do it with an extra zeal. You know, there's one avera they didn't violate. My father used to tell a story about his shtetl, where he came from in Plisa, that there was one guy who he was a mumar, and he used to boast about the fact that he violated the entire Torah. So they brought him to the Rav of Plisa, and the Rav said, "There's one aver you haven't violated yet. I'd like to see you violate, and that's suicide." Anyway, so in the case of a mumar, even if he would have been notified, hey, this is an avera, he would have violated it anyway. So therefore, the Braisa, the name of the Tanakama, excludes a mumar from a chiyuv chatos. He's not considered ama oretz, he's excluded by me ama oretz. And then the Braisa quotes Rab Shim ben Elazar Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that this din, that a mumar is excluded from a karban, he has a different source for it. He derives it from the parash of Nasi that we mentioned earlier in Vayikra Dalid. It says, "Asher lo se'asena b'shkaga ve'ashem." And there's a chiyuv karban in this parsha, because the next pasuk says, "Oh, hoda elav chatos asher chata ba ve'avias karbano." So, if as a result of his shgaga he violates the iser, he's chayav a karban, and that's called hashav miyidiyasa. Shav miyidiyasa means he would have done tshuva had he had a certain yidia, had he known that what he's doing is an avera. And again, according to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it means had he known it's a chiyuv kares. Anyway, maybe karban al shigagasa, but lo shav miyidiyasa. If you have a person that even if he would know that it's asur, he would still violate it. Is eino maybe karban al shigagasa? So Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that this pasuk is coming to exclude a mumar, and therefore he's not going to accept Reish Lakish, who uses this pasuk to exclude a case of someone who's aware of the lav. Reish Lakish understood Lasher lo ta'asena b'shkoga means he's a shogi on the lo ta'asena. He doesn't even know that it's a lav. And Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan has a different take on this pasuk. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, this pasuk is coming to exclude a mumar. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, later on in this perek, Avos Malachas Arboim Chaser Achas. So the Mishnah tells me there are 39 categories of Malach Vavina Beimin Yana Lamali, and we're wondering why the Mishnah had to spell out that number 39. Let's just list the Malachas. We can count up to 39. That far we can count. Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah wants to teach us Shemasan Kula Melem Achas. If he, in one forgetfulness, he violated all 39 malachas, Chayev al kol Achas v'Achas. In other words, it's not enough that he brings one Chatos for being Mechal the Shabbos, but rather he has to bring a separate Chatos for each malacha. Hechi Mishkachas lo? It must be a case of Zodon Shabbos v'Shigas Malachos, that he's aware of the fact that it's Shabbos, but he doesn't realize that he's violating the Malachas. And each Malach is a separate Shkaga and generates its own Chatos. Bishleim le Rabbi Yochanan. That works out very well according to Rabbi Yochanan Diomar. Kevin Sheshogag Bekari Safal Pisha Hezid Belav. I can come up with a case where he knows it's Shabbos and he forgot the Malachos, and the Gemara is assuming now that he forgot all the Malachos. And we would think that if he forgot all the Malachos, then he should bring one Chatos for violating the Shabbos. He was a Shogi in the Shabbos. Name. How could it be that he's a Shogeg here in this case for all the Malachos, and therefore the Shkoga generates a Chiyuv Chatos on each one of the Malachos? The answer is according to Rabbi Yochanan, Shogag Bekarei Safal Pisha Hezid Belav. He thinks that Shabbos is only a violation of a lav, so that every time he does a malacha, his shogeg is because he's not aware of the fact that it's a chiyuv kares. And therefore, every single malach that he violates is a separate chiyuv, a chiyuv karban of shkog of chatos, because he's not aware of the chiyuv kares. He knows that every single malach he's violating is asur on the lotasa called malacha, but he's missing v'nichrasa hanefesh ahi, and that is a classic case according to Rabbi Yochanan of a chiyuv shkaga, where he's not aware of the chiyuv kares. He eats chaylev, he doesn't know it's kares. He thinks it's only a lav. He eats dam, and he thinks it's only a lav. He violates the malacha on Shabbos. He knows it's awesome, but he thinks it's a regular classic lav. That makes him into a shogeg. So on each malach that he implements, he is a full-fledged, regular, classic shogeg, because he's unaware of the chiyuv kares. Ela l'Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Yomar who holds hachi yishkog belav ubekares. So that means he's not aware of the avera. So what are you telling me? You're telling me that he is called a Zodon Shabbos. He's aware of Shabbos. What do you mean he's aware of Shabbos? He doesn't know a single Aver in Shabbos, and he's aware of Shabbos? He doesn't know any of the 39 Malachas, and you're calling him amazing for Shabbos? What does Shabbos entail what is in the set, so to speak, the entity of Shabbos, other than the 39 Malachas? Is the other Leib of Shabbos B'mai? How can you call him a Zadon Shabbos? What do you mean a Zadon Shabbos? He's not aware of any of the 39 Malachas. He thinks that all 39 Malachas are Mutter. So what's the difference between Shabbos and any other day of the week? If all 39 Malachas are Mutter, what's his Yediyah Shabbos? What does he think Shabbos is? A day to go swimming? A day to lay out on the beach? I mean, what is Shabbos? How can you call him a Yediyah Shabbos when he thinks all 39 Malachas are Mutter? Gemara answers, the Yada Mitchumin. I'll leave it to Rabbi Akiva. There's a machlokas between Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva about Tchumen. Is Tchumen Doraisa or is Tchumen Lav Doraisa? We're more familiar with Rabbi Akiva. And this is a sugyan of all places in Masechta Sota, and Daf Chav Zainam in Beis. The Gemara records a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. The Chacham argue against Rabbi Akiva. They hold that Tchumen is only an Issa D'Rabbanon, whereas Rabbi Akiva derives Tchumen from the Torah and classifies Tchumen as an Issa D'Oraisa. So imagine, a person thinks that once a week, on Saturday, the Torah says, I'm not allowed to go 2,000 Amah outside of the radius of the city, Chutz La'ir. That's my mitzvah of Shabbos. Shabbos means I have to be shoveis within a radius of 2,000 amah. That's all he knows about Shabbos. You know, most people know about Shabbos. They know you're not allowed to do malach on Shabbos. Especially they know about electricity. You're not allowed to turn on electricity on Shabbos. They have no clue about Tchumen. But this guy doesn't know anything about Shabbos except for Tchumen. Strange kind of Lamdan. You know, he knows about Tchumen, he doesn't know about Shabbos other than Tchumen. So he's called a Zadon Shabbos, a Yodeshu Shabbos, because he knows that there's an Issa Tchumen on Shabbos. He's totally unaware of all the other of all the 39 Malachas. And such a person, according to Reish Lakish, is considered, he will be classified as a Shogeg. And why is he a Shogeg? I mean, he's a shogeg on each one of the malachas, and he has to, each violation of the malacha is going to generate its own chiyuv shgaga, its own karbon. He has to have a yediyas haShabbos, because if he doesn't have a yediyas haShabbos, then we collapse all the chiyuvim into one, and he would only bring one chatas for Shabbos. The answer is, he brings 39 chatos, as the Mishnah says, arboim chaser achas, because he's aware of the Shabbos. Well, how could this is a paradox? How could he be aware of the Shabbos and not know about any of the malachas? Such that each malacha is a separate shgaga. If he doesn't know about Shabbos, then he brings only one. Why does each malacha generate? Because he has his yediyas haShabbos. Well, what yediyah of Shabbos does he have? It's an empty set. If you don't have malachas, the answer is it's not an empty set because there's an issur tchumen. We'll just quickly finish this up. Man tana lahad etonar abanon. Who is the author of the following braisa? Shogag bazeh u bazeh. If he does malachos of Shigas Shabbos and Shigas Malachos, so he doesn't know it's Shabbos, and he doesn't know the malachos, zeh u shogeg ha'amr b'torah. He's a shkaga. He's a shogeg. And he's chayv achatos. Hazid bazeh u bazeh. This is the other extreme that's also crystal clear. He knows about Shabbos, and he knows about the malachos. Zui Mezid Omer B'Torah. However, in between these two cases, these two extremes, we have another two cases. We have Shogag B'Shabbos V'Hizid B'Molachos, or Shogag B'Molachos V'Hizid B'Shabbos. Shogag B'Shabbos, he doesn't know that today is Shabbos. He's well aware of all the Molachos that are prohibited on Shabbos. Or he is very well aware of the fact that today is Shabbos, but he doesn't know about the malachas. Oh, Sha'omar, Yodea Yani, Shemalacha Zu Asura, Aval Eni Yodea Shechayovin Alea Karmat, Olo. he knows not only Shabbos, but that the Malacha is prohibited. The only thing he doesn't know is that if a person violates Shabbos B'shogeg, he doesn't know, he's not aware of the fact that he has to bring a karbon. Kiman ke munbaz. This reflects the sheet of munbaz, that shigigas karbon is considered a shkaga. If he knows everything about this avera, but he doesn't know that it generates a chiyuv karbon b'shkaga, that itself is enough to classify him as a shkaga. And this b'risa reflects the shita of munbaz in the last case when it says, Yodea anisha malacha zu asura, aval eni yodea shechayoven alel karmon, is chayav, he's still considered a shogeg. He's aware of Shabbos, he's aware of the malacha, he knows everything, and he's still a shogeg. Why? Because munbaz says he doesn't know about this one halacha that if he violates Shabbos b'shogeg, that he's high of a carbon, that he's unaware of. And that makes him into a shkaga, according to Munbaz. So we have here machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, according to the Chachamim, in a case of shogag bekares, behizid belav, is he considered a shogeg and he's high of chatos? The next sugya in the Gemara here on the bottom of Samach Tesam and Aleph is going to analyze a case where even Rabbi Yochanan is Moda Teresh Lakish. So we'll stop here. Let's just make a note of where we got to. Omar Abaye. So it's on Daf Samach Tes, Samach Daf 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines up from the bottom of the test, of the Omar here on Daf Samach Tes, Samach Daf. Okay then, we'll stop here.